And I gave it to the homeless guys.
Oh, sweet. So nice. So nice of you.
I had entirely too much...
caffeine?
No. No. Whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Are we recording?
No. No, not at all. No, you can say fuck, shit, goddamn.
Oh, I didn't sniff the mic on the last one.
I feel bad. I'm over it.
I think I'm almost due for a pop filter change because mine's starting to get a little dirty. Sorry.
Far off funky doodad. Oh yeah.
I wonder how the sound quality.
Bruiser Brody, is it B-R-U-I-S-E-R? It looks funny. Okay.
Yeah.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
A warm-hearted person that President. Loves my job. Oh, hey!
Hey!
Flasher.
Did you see that?
Yeah. I feel violated.
Motherfucker was moving.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Everything's a song.
Fast thing on 2 feet. Look at that.
The soft taste of solid rock.
It's sucking on your cock. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yes, that is so safe.
And this is why you listen to the end of the podcast, because it has all this.
Because sometimes I rhyme, and then sometimes I sing Johnny Cash and don't realize I'm being recorded, and it gets released. Damn.
And sometimes I just read the back of a Fiji bottle.
Episode 73 of This Week in Seattle Rock. We are coming to you from the heart of downtown Seattle at the Stu Studio 2.0. I'm your host, Christopher Walker. And joining me, as always, are my co-hosts, two of the friendliest and supportive people in the Seattle Rock community, Miss Marcy Rocks.
Hey.
And Justin Simon.
May the fourth be with you.
May the fourth. So, we been hit with a interesting conundrum. We've been doing 5 song episodes every night, or every episode, to keep the episodes relatively short and listenable, all that good stuff. I got hit this week with a slew of new songs, new releases, on top of, hey, look, there are some shows that are coming up.
Oh, my God. Live music.
Live music. And we would love to encourage you guys to all go to and see if you have the chance, opportunity in the limited seating.
Right.
Specifically, Tony V's Garage up in Everett. They have seating for 80 at their shows, and they are putting up shows.
Live music.
And they are very good about making sure people stay 6 feet apart and wearing their mask. And so if you're not sure if you want to come out because you're concerned about that, they are on it.
Yeah.
They are very much on it.
Right, and the 80 seat count is what I gathered from Eventbrite about their shows. So hopefully that's accurate for all shows. Regardless, if you want to go see a show up at Tony V's, suggested you don't go up and buy your tickets. Probably want to buy them ahead of time on Eventbrite to guarantee that you're not wasting your time to travel up there as you normally could under normal circumstances when we're all healthy. And there's just a few sickos in the audience, not just taking a chance that there's a sicko.
No, and realistically, I think their head count's probably 200 or 300 normally.
Possibly. Yeah, I don't have an eye for that stuff.
You have an eye. You have two, and they're kind of creepy in that picture.
Way more than Well, realistically, if they're at 25%, and they can do 80. So what's 80 times 4?
That's about
8 times 4.
320.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
There you go.
doing that math
thing. Did numbers. It's a little too late for numbers. And it's also the weekend. I don't do numbers on the weekend.
So what I ran into coming into this weekend was two shows at Tony V's of bands that we would normally play for you to promote the Tony V shows.
Right.
Otherwise.
Or other venues.
Excuse me. Right. Not just Tony V's.
Right.
And that's something I got to get in the groove in is find out where people are playing. Because they're not coming to me to tell me that they're playing. I got to go find this stuff.
At your mom's.
Aw. So, and of the four bands that we'll be playing next weekend at Tony V's, three of them are on Spotify and we can play them. Yay. So, what we've decided to do, we're going to do a little quickie version of what we used to do is promote shows and play some bands from those shows. So, yeah, we'll do a quickie show for the two shows that I know of up at Tony V's next weekend. Encourage you all to go. Give you a sample of music of bands that are playing. And yep. Then we will do a second show for release this week. Probably be a third show in all actuality, since I have to edit the previous show because I had card reader problems. And therein, we have like six bands that have released new music.
We're doing a big one.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's usually five. Afterward. But we could have done a show of nine, but we thought we'd split it up and kind of make two smaller shows, which makes more sense. So this is going to be the Tony V special. Whoa!
What date is this going to be for?
February 19th. The show is on February 19th and February 20th. Wait.
That does not sound right.
Oh, no! <at all. laughs> What the heck? What the heck is going on? Yes, these shows are done.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I was reading? You idiot.
He was reading you idiot.
Yes, I was reading idiot.
Turns out we didn't need to do this podcast.
March 5th and March 6th, which would be from when the day we're recording, a week from now.
Yes.
Basically. So hopefully I can get these out Monday and people will be listening. Shut the F up. Anyway, so March 5th, Everett's The Moon is Flat. They have an album release show at Tony V's Garage, Friday the 5th.
Awesome.
With openers Dojos from the city of Granite Falls. Don't get too many bands out of Granite Falls.
No, not that I know of.
Right? Tickets are $10 in advance and are available via Eventbrite for the limited capacity show of what we mentioned, 80 seats. So, out of Everett, this is The Moon is Flat. This is the first single they released off their upcoming album. This is called Oleander Jam. That was Oleander Jam from Everett's The Moon is Flat off their forthcoming album, All the Pretty Colors, that's being released March 5th. And their show is at Tony's V's Garage, Friday, March 5th, with the opener, The Dojos. And The Dojos are from Granite Falls. They feature Nick Snake, Michael. Michael?
Michael?
Nick?
Mikkel?
Snake? Mikkel? Maybe. Ah! Nick Snake on guitars and vocals, Christopher Berger Thomas on bass and vocals, and Matt Wasaki on percussion. They blend together elements of rock, funk, blues, prog, and punk to conceptualize the Dojo sound. Expansive jams, melodic soundscapes, all with a touch of pop. That's the openers. And you heard what Oleander, what the Moon of Flat can provide with that Oleander Jam song. So their description on is either Facebook or Bandcamp. The Moon is Flat describes himself as we play rock and roll music.
Fair enough. I love that.
That's a very accurate description.
Very heavy bass laden, that song. It was pretty cool. They did have three other songs I listened to on Bandcamp that were along the same lines, but different. That's for sure. But good sound. So Tony V's Friday the 5th. Get your tickets in advance. $10.
$10.
$10. Don't wait to go get them at the door.
Please.
Yes.
Because they're not going to have them.
So you can go see Seattle's Creamsicle at Tony V's Garage Saturday, March 6th with openers Counterproductive from Everett. Again, $10 advance tickets available through Eventbrite for the limited capacity show of 80 seats. It's 80 seats, people.
Sorry. I wasn't opening a beer.
And we can... And here we're going to be able to play you both Counterproductive and Creamsicle.
Yes.
Let's start with the openers, Everett's Counterproductive and their song, Lost Cause.
Sounds counterproductive.
Out of Seattle, that is Creamsicle, and you heard Death Comes Close off their 5-song EP, Just a Taste, released in December of 2020. You find them on Bandcamp if you want to purchase that. Also, you can listen to them on Spotify. Hey, that's where we're at.
Yay!
Creamsicle describes himself as embodying the melting pot of cultural heritage expected in our home of the Pacific Northwest. Creamsicle provides an eclectic blend of pop, punk, rock, and blues, bringing a unique style to the music scene, unrestrained by any one genre.
Sorry!
Hang on, slow clap for Justin.
It's funny. Phones happen.
I was looking them up, sorry.
So, yep, Creamsicle is the headliner on that show. And to start off that double shot, you heard Everett's Counterproductive in their song Lost Cause off their 5-song EP Urban Epileptic. And that was just released here. That was released about a year ago, January 2020. Again, you can find that on Bandcamp. And of course, listen to it also on Spotify. Give them a spin. They are Isaac Ellis and two brothers, Jacob and Sean Curran. They make up Counterproductive, a powerful and energetic alternative rock trio. And they are determined to bring the party wherever they go.
Wow.
So you guys got to hear 3 songs in this quickie little episode. Quickie. and whoever Justin dialed up.
It was Creamsicle.
That's a Creamsicle.
Yeah, I was looking him up. Sorry.
You shouldn't be talking about my nickname on here.
Oh, sorry.
So at this point going forward, once we're it's all experimental.
Yep.
We're feeling it as it goes. So we're going to give you this short little episode, give you a taste of what's going on at Tony V's. We're going to do our best to see what's going on at other places. That's going to take a little retraining. And all the while, of course, we'll try and see if we can keep up with bands that are releasing music without shows.
Yep.
So I think we're done.
Yay.
It's about fucking time. Made me sit through 3 songs. I'm just kidding.
Episode 73, we've come to an end. So, I'm Christopher Walken, and
I'm not.
And for my co-host, Marcy Rocks.
Hi. Bye.
Just inside.
I forgot what day it was. May the 4th be with you. There it is.
Dun, 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 dun.